This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 27th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The nation of Turkey is cracking down on foreign missionaries. The International Society for Human Rights has identified a disproportionate number of foreign expulsions. In a recent report, the group revealed, quote, "There is no common ground among these expelled persons except that they are all Protestant Christians who are active in church life and/or active in evangelism," end quote. Last Thursday, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi responded to a question from the Wall Street Journal on human rights abuses in his country.
What steps are you and your government willing to take to improve the rights of Muslims and other minorities in your country and to uphold free speech?
During a rare give and take with reporters while he was in Washington, D.C., Modi said there is, quote, "no space for discrimination. In India's democratic values, there is absolutely no discrimination on the basis of caste or creed," end quote. This despite the fact that religious persecution has increased fourfold since Modi took office in 2014. In related news, back in May, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom raised concerns about persecution in India. It said that religious freedom conditions there, quote, "continued to worsen," end quote, in the last year, and recommended that the U.S. designate India as a country of particular concern for engaging in, quote, "systemic, ongoing, and egregious violations of religious freedom," end quote. In other international news, the law banning same-sex relations in Malawi, Africa, is being reconsidered by the High Court. This time, a reformed male missionary in Malawi named Jan Willem Ekstar has challenged the nation's penal code that, quote, "criminalizes carnal knowledge against the order of nature," end quote, as unconstitutional. In 2020, the missionary was charged with 9 counts of homosexual activity with students involved with his ministry, the Timotheus Foundation. While the High Court of Malawi is considering the petition to legalize same-sex relations, the Catholic Church has issued a statement opposing the motion. The church declared, quote, "homosexuality is against the scripture and the teachings of the Catholic Church, and it is about acts against the order of nature, therefore should not be promoted in any way. It is our conviction that these acts should not be allowed in a country touting to be God-fearing," end quote. Let us take note of Revelation 22:14. "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie." Street preacher Ryan Schiavo was arrested again for preaching in Canterbury, England on June 10th of this year, this time preaching out of Romans 1 verses 18 through 32. However, he is no stranger to this sort of treatment. The English police are especially problematic for street preachers these days, marking their police cars with the moniker, quote, "police with pride," end quote. Schiavo told the Christian Post that the police have stopped him from preaching 25 times in the last 2 years in public places in England. No charges are ever filed. According to the evangelist, the purpose is only to stop the preaching, and the situation has worsened over the last few years. In other United Kingdom news, regrettably, abortion numbers are on the increase in England and Wales. Official numbers reveal that abortions in 2022 increased by 14% over the previous year. The UK Department of Health and Social Care records an average of 20,000 abortions per month. President Joe Biden issued an executive order over the weekend to expand access to contraception. He called this access a, quote, "fundamental freedom," end quote, and instructed the executive branch of the U.S. government to, quote, "ensure coverage of comprehensive contraceptive care, including all contraceptives approved, granted or cleared by the Food and Drug Administration without cost sharing for enrollees, participants, and beneficiaries, end quote. As of Friday, the leading pro-abortion groups, Planned Parenthood, NARAL Pro-Choice America, and Emily's List, have endorsed Biden's 2024 presidential election campaign, reports U.S. News and World Report. If you're a mother of a son, check out my second conversation with Rhonda Stoppe, author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, as I guest host Generations Radio today. Listen to her describe the trap that Salome, the mother of James and John, two of Christ's 12 disciples, fell into.
She saw an opportunity for her boys, and she pulled Jesus aside, and she's like, hey, when you become king, can you sit my boys on your left hand and your right hand? And Jesus is like, you don't even know the cup that I'm about to drink.
Stoppe offered today's Christian mothers some counsel that she gleaned from Salome's life in my 35-minute conversation.
Don't attempt to control circumstances. There's a section in Moms Raising Sons called Control Freaks Raise Freaks. Don't manipulate others to gain favor. Wait on the Lord and teach your son to pursue Jesus Christ. Avoid schemes to achieve outcome that's favorable for them. Guard yourself from pursuing the prize of personal advancement by keeping your eyes on the prize, Jesus Christ. And remind your son that serving Christ well is the greatest motivation in life.
To hear lessons from Rebecca and Mary's life as well, go to generations.org/radio. And finally, scientists were amazed to discover writings carved into cave walls, presumably contributed by the Neanderthals, reports ABC News. These writings, found on the La Roche-Guyart cave in France, are described as, quote, deliberate, organized, and intentional, end quote. They are an indication that these primitive human beings, existing sometime after the worldwide flood, were intelligent and thoughtful. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, June 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.